Moving on now, anger amid unrest in the streets of Egypt drag into the night. Two protesters are dead as fresh clashes erupt in the capital, Cairo. Medical sources say one of the men suffocated after inhaling tear gas and the second died of bird shots fired by security forces in downtown Cairo. Nearly 50 others were also hurt. Violence was triggered by a court ruling in the case of deadly 2012 soccer riots in the northern city of Port Said, which left over 70 people dead. The court upheld earlier verdicts, giving death sentences to 21 people. Other defendants, including seven police officers, were acquitted of charges. Earlier in the day, thousands of soccer fans stormed a police club and the Soccer Federation building, setting them on fire. In Port Said, which is the hotbed of the unrest, more protests were held, with angry demonstrators blocking ferries from crossing the Suez Canal. This as other football fans were seen jubilating over the verdict. Alial Ahmad, IJA director from Washington, joins me for his thoughts on this. Mr. Ahmad, if justice is to be served, then why should there be protests?
I think because right now the Egyptian government did not establish legitimacy with the Egyptian people. The fact that the people in Egypt do not trust the process of the judicial system and what had happened since the death in the soccer game over a year ago. So you are really seeing here a loss of faith in the Egyptian government and the judiciary, and that is because of the instability that has really been increasing in the past 6 months in Egypt following the election of President Mohamed Morsi.
And of course, with these protests plaguing Egypt, is Egypt entering a new phase of violence that would take a turn for the worse?
I think right now all the evidence suggests that, unfortunately, since the election of Mr. Morsi, the behavior and the policies of the Egyptian government is indicative of a continuation of the Hosni Mubarak regime, a continuation even or increase in torture and abuse of the people, an increase in political division and polarization within Egypt. So the Egyptian government, namely the Egyptian president, has failed. The Muslim Brotherhood have failed to make or build bridges with their Egyptian counterparts, and that's going to lead to violence eventually.
Indeed. Well, many thanks to Alial Ahmad, IJA director from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir.